there are a lot of game shows that are going to be released this summer. Some brand new, some British game shows that have come over here. So Jamie Foxx has a new one called Beat Shazam.
Have you heard about this one? It's been out for a couple of seasons now.
Well, it's coming back, season three.
Yeah, it's a horrible show.
Yeah, it's coming back anyway.
It's unwatchable. And I love Beat Shazam because the cool thing about it is you can play, they have an app, so you try to guess the song faster than the people on TV, and it's all live. It's really cool. But Jamie Foxx will come out, and it's 10 minutes before the game even starts. He's got to talk to each contestant. His daughter comes out because she's the DJ. They have to talk. Then he's got to talk to the audience. It's the first stop set before they even start playing the game.
I see. Okay, that's terrible. Anyway, so it's coming back from the season. To tell the truth, Anthony Anderson is going to return as the host of this reboot. It's going to be RuPaul, Cedric the Entertainer, and comedian Nikki Glaser are going to be the panelists.
Ooh, Nikki's gone there.
So I guess I know you like her, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what I guess the concept of this show, this is based on an old show where three people come out. They claim to be a certain person with an unusual occupation.
Mm.
Only one person is actually that person. And then the panelists ask them questions and figure out who that person is. There is a big show in the UK called The Cube. It is hosted by Dwayne Wade, the NBA legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So contestants compete for $250,000. They compete physical and mental tasks within the confines of a glass box known as the Cube.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds stupid,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm done.
This one sounds good. Celebrity dating game.
I saw the previews to that, and if they have decent celebrities, it might not be bad.
Well, I think it's going to be celebrity with a small C. It's being hosted by Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is Zooey Deschanel is going to be doing the clues, you know, the hidden date stuff. Bolton is going to sing the songs, providing the clue. Yes, yes. Yeah, I know. I think that part is going to be stupid. Yeah, I know.
If this was 1986, it would be cool.
Yeah.
And Zooey would be four.
There's a new trivia game called The Hustler that's going to be hosted by Craig Ferguson, in case you're wondering what happened after he left The Late Late Show.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he's doing. America's Top Dog. That's interesting.
Okay.
So a well-known sportscaster and a comedian, two names you won't know if I told you, they're going to host as dogs, and their human handlers are put through a series of obstacle courses. You get $10,000 if you win.
Yeah, and there's the problem right there, is you said a host and a comedian. So two people are hosting it when the dog is supposed to be the star, not them.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Bobby Monahan, remember him from Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, these people leave Saturday Night Live. You're like, where have they been?
Yeah, well, where's Bobby been?
Yeah, well, he found a job. He's going to be hosting a new series called The Ultimate Slip and Slide. It's exactly what it sounds like. Competitors are going to be competing in challenges on that outdoor slide. And I guess if you win, you get it's called The Big Slipper. I know. And then two things that are back that are not really game shows, but they're in this category for some reason. Love Island, which is like my favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Love Island is back. And the reason why they put it in this category is because it's a dating show where they make you do stuff on the show and like compete and whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then Making the Cut, which is the Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum show. Remember, she left Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Amazon Prime show they're doing instead. It's coming back for a second season, except Nicole Richie and Naomi Campbell are gone.
I wonder who the head of these networks are that pick these shows. It's like I tried to get through Housebroken.
What's that?
It's a new cartoon on Fox.
Okay.
Unwatchable.
Oh.
And it's about animals.
Right.
Talking dogs. I should be there.
Yeah.
Unwatchable. There's probably three decent jokes in the whole half an hour. Not a good show.
Well, here's why the game show thing is happening so big right now. After COVID, when nobody was, there was no new programming and nobody was making any money. Nobody was watching. Everyone was watching stuff that was, that they can binge on Netflix. They were watching old episodes of this, old episodes of that. So no new stuff was happening. Nobody really had any money. These are the cheapest shows to produce.
Right.
You know, all you need is a not famous host. I mean, what is Bobby Monahan making? Probably what you and I make.
Right. You know, and they pay, get a prize and that's it.
Right. And the prize and that's it. And then it's one set.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get contestants. You don't have to pay them.
It's the same set. It used to be the friend set. Now they made it a slip and slide set. And then an hour later, they make it into whatever set. Whose line is it anyway set?
Well, that's the point. So it's not a very expensive show. The celebrities I mentioned, except for maybe Zooey Deschanel, there's nobody super famous there. Maybe Craig Ferguson, Zooey Deschanel. That's all you're paying.
Mm.
I mean, so everybody else is not getting a huge salary. And then again, contestants, you don't pay them to come on the show. They have to do well and win money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Bolton's making scale.